Panthers have hired Frank Reich as their head coach. And, I mean, he certainly has experience. Some of it is actually good experience. And he was in a very difficult spot last year. We all saw what happened when they fired him and they brought in Jeff Saturday. It went in the toilet, although that could really be because Jeff Saturday had nothing for the gig. I mean, honestly, I don't know. And who knows what kind of personality issues there were with Frank Reich and Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts. But the search for a quarterback is paramount, and his last two stabs were poorly constructed. The Carson Wentz attempt was no good, and the Matt Ryan attempt was no good, and it's hard to overcome bad quarterback play, and I know that the Panthers understand that. Julian Council, Locked On Panthers podcast, super short notice. We'll kick it around for a few minutes with him. All right, when you saw the news, give me your first reaction.
There it is. That's basically my only reaction, because we kind of already know at this point, after yesterday and the reporting from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN and Ian Rapoport of NFL Network, that the Panthers were down to Steve Wilks and Frank Reich and Kellen Moore, and it looked like Frank Reich was likely the leader in the clubhouse. So I was not surprised, and honestly, I was relieved that they went ahead and did it today instead of waiting until like Saturday or Sunday and ruining my day that way. So I'm totally good with it happening right now.
All right. On the bright side, I mean, there is some positive history with Reich as a head coach. Forget about what he did as a coordinator. He's had some good years as a head coach. The last two were not good, but he made the choice. He convinced the owner that Carson Wentz could be worked with. And I know there are people that will look at statistics and go, oh, he was fine. Carson Wentz was not fine. There was a reason they dumped him as fast as they could on the Commandos. They wanted to get out of Carson Wentz. And then the choice to go Matt Ryan was obviously also ill-advised, which to me means he's right at home.
Well, I won't pretend to know the dynamics in Indianapolis, because I'd be actively lying to you, myself, and the entire audience. But when you look at it, though, I feel like when you talk about he's right at home, Frank Reich should understand how paramount it is to have a franchise quarterback and have stability at the quarterback position. Because early on in Indy, when he was first there, they went to the playoffs and went to the divisional round before losing to the Kansas City Chiefs. And who was the quarterback that year?
Yep.
It was Andrew Luck. And then when Andrew Luck decided in August of the 2019 season that, hey, actually, never mind, I don't want to play football anymore, I'm tired of getting beat up and being in rehab constantly,
yeah,
Frank Reich then saw what life is like in the NFL without a franchise quarterback. And it wasn't like what happened in Philadelphia when Wentz went down, when he was honestly on an MVP track and they brought in Nick Foles for a team that was already going to have the one seed and already had all the inherent advantages. Yep. He had to go through a full 16-game season of Jacoby Brissett. And not to disrespect Jacoby, because I think he's been excellent in the opportunities he's gotten in the NFL, considering what the expectations were. And he was obviously a great player at NC State, but he's not the guy you want to lead you through a 16-game or a 17-game season. Frank Reich understood in Indianapolis. Cleveland saw that this past year when he was filling with Deshaun Watson. So we have that. You bring in Phil Rivers, another NC State legend. It works out for a year, but then Phil's like, all right, well, I'm going to retire now and go live the rest of my life. And then you bring up Wentz. It was okay until it wasn't. They had the big win on a Saturday night against the Patriots. And then Wentz just soiled himself in the last two games of the season, including the Week 18 loss at Jacksonville, where then you see Jim Irsay on the tarmac basically saying, get this man out of town. I don't know why they brought in Matt Ryan. That was a fiasco. But Frank Reich has had five different starters in the last five seasons at quarterback. So he should know, just like here in Carolina, how important it is to find that right quarterback. And no matter who got the job, it was always going to be dependent upon their success is always going to be dependent upon finding the right quarterback. So that's the same case of Frank Reich. And we'll see if the Panthers can find the right guy and if he can coach him up.
And we'll find out if that happens in the draft. And is the right guy there at nine, because that is an ultimate spin of the wheel.
Trade up.
Yeah, well, this is what the Panthers do better than anybody is trade up. But if you could point out to the time trading up worked out for them.
Well, I don't know. I just know it worked for Kansas City when they got Patrick Mahomes. I know it worked out for Buffalo when they got Josh Allen. Not to say that the Panthers are going to get the equivalent of those quarterbacks in this class. I've just seen it happen before where teams have successfully traded up and got their guy. I've also seen the Chicago Bears trade up for Mitch Trubisky. So we'll see.
Uh-huh. And the 49ers trade up for Trey Lance, who maybe it works.
We'll see. We'll just give him some time. We'll give him more time.
I would point out trading up doesn't really matter because
if your guy's there, go get him.
How do they know who their guy is? This is my point with top 10 quarterbacks. Doesn't make a difference if you drafted first, second, third. We can point to massive failures at one, at two, at three, at four, at five. There are tons of them. It's just a crapshoot. There are very few can't miss quarterbacks coming out. We're not even completely sure what Trevor Lawrence is yet.
I think he's obviously I would say he's right now the best of that class, and I guess Fields would be the second best. And in a way, those dudes have coming out of high school in 2018, they were the best two quarterbacks in the country. Leaving college, they're the best.
Right,
they might be
the best out of that class.
Yeah, out of that class, you're right, it's a crapshoot, but they have to go out there, in my opinion. I mean, I don't know if they have to, but you would think now with the new head coach, three wasted seasons, trying Baker, trying Darnold, and trying Teddy. I don't even know really if they even really believed Teddy was going to be the guy. But now it feels like this is the time to go get a rookie and do it, I guess, the conventional way. But you're right. Yes, it's a crapshoot. We have no idea if it's going to be the right guy. And if the guy that they drafted is the guy that they actually wanted, but it seems like that's the next direction for this organization to go, considering all the other quarterbacks David Tepper was talked into bringing here to be reclamation projects and those not working out.
Are you ready for the Anthony Richardson era to start?
If it starts in 2025.
Patience.
I love watching him against Utah, not so much the next week against Kentucky.
Yes. Patience. Well, Kentucky, there's another one. Okay. All right. Yeah. Look, it's it's a total roll of the dice. I would always rather build my team and then add my quarterback, unless the right.
And I think they've done that though, Adam. Yep. That's the thing. I think they're actually in a position where the team is built. They need a couple more additions. Like they could use another wide receiver and obviously another a pass catching tight end, add maybe another corner and a linebacker, I guess, because I don't think Shaq Thompson's going to be hanging around now that Steve Wilkes is out of town. So there's a little bit of holes to fill, but that's every team in the league. So I don't think they're that far away. You got the coach who's shown that he can get your team to the playoffs if he has the right quarterback. Now just see if he can get the right quarterback.
And the division is ripe.
Yeah. Whoever's going to get this job is going to walk into a position where if they nailed quarterback and they were able to fill some of these other holes, there's no reason why they shouldn't be competitive this coming fall, other than, I guess, it's the Carolina Panthers.
Julian Council, Locked On Panthers podcast, my friend, man, at Julian Council on Twitter. Thank you very much, especially on short notice.
No, of course.
All right. We'll talk to you very soon, my friend.
All right. Take care, Adam.
You got it. Julian Council. All right. Look, I hope it works out. I really do. They didn't hire the guy I wanted, therefore I'm not going to root for them. Now go get the quarterback. Frank Reich is a quarterback, was a quarterback, and a good one. He was not a bad quarterback. He was a good quarterback. Again, you don't engineer the two biggest comebacks in college and pro history without being a good quarterback. He's good. Now, go get one and coach him up.